This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. World powers evacuated more people from Sudan on Wednesday in complex international operations prompted by an eruption of fighting that has sent thousands of foreigners and many more Sudanese people fleeing for safety. A French ship carrying hundreds of evacuees docked Wednesday morning in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, as part of broader efforts, including several warships in addition to airlifts. France played a crucial role in paving the way for mass evacuations from an airbase outside Sudan's capital, Khartoum. Taking advantage of relative calm, many Sudanese in Khartoum and the neighboring city of Omdurman emerged from their homes to seek food and water, lining up at bakeries or grocery stores after days of being trapped inside by the fighting between the army and a rival paramilitary group. Still, gunfire and explosions could be heard in the city, though residents said clashes were more limited in pockets, mainly around the military's headquarters and the Republican Palace in central Khartoum and around bases in Omdurman across the Nile River. The leaders of China and Ukraine have had their first known contact since the Russian invasion more than a year ago, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Vladimir Zelensky described it as a long and meaningful call with Xi Jinping, which came a month after the Chinese leader visited Moscow.
We think that's a good thing.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. has been pushing Beijing to get Kyiv's views
on this illegal and unprovoked invasion by Russia.
And while Zelensky was upbeat after the call, Russia praised it as well, saying it shows China wants to facilitate peace. Beijing says it's looking to send a mediator to Kyiv. Sagar Magani, Washington.